asked you about bucket and pail yesterday, I believe. Mm-hmm. What about a container that women used to keep somewhere near the kitchen where they throw scraps for the hogs?
Slop bucket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And something that you would fry eggs in.
Maybe a skillet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything besides that?
Pan.
All right. Would you ever call a, what kind of, just a pan?
Well, a fry pan.
Frying pan. Mm-hmm. Okay. And something that you used to see pretty frequently in the country, usually outside, great big black iron container that they might have boiled clothes in. Mm-hmm. Or
a pot, mm-hmm. iron pot.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for that?
That's the only one I know of.
Wash pot?
Well.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Well, I've heard, but I wouldn't associate that. In fact, my grandmother has one. But mm-hmm. I always thought of it as a pot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about something that you would boil tea in that has a spout?
A kettle.
Mm-hmm. All right. And let's see, something that you would keep cut flowers in the house.
Vase.
Mm-hmm. All right. And the utensils that you eat with, the individual pieces that would just be?
Knife, spoon, fork.
Okay, and you mentioned the plural knives. If there were just one, it would be
a knife.
Okay. All right. What would you say that you do to the dishes after you've eaten in order to get them clean?
Wash them.
Mm-hmm. And to get the soap suds off you?
Just rinse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you would say she, the dishes?
She wash the dishes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then she?
Rinse them.
Okay. What about the cloth or rag that you use when you wash the dishes? Do you have a name?
Dish rag, dish cloth.
Okay. What about when drying them?
No particular name, just a cloth, just a dry cloth, mm-hmm. a clean cloth that you would use to dry them.
Okay. And one that is about hand size that you'd use when you're taking a bath
mm-hmm.
to bathe with. Do you have a name for that?
Face cloth.
Okay. And the big one that you dry off with?
Face cloth.
You dry off your whole body.
I understand, yeah. Mm-hmm. What is that thing called? I don't know.
Towel?
Yeah, towel.
After a lot of this, your brain turns to jello.
Yeah, it's a towel.
In the kitchen, when you turn on the water,
mm-hmm.
what do you call the thing the water comes out of?
The faucet.
All right. The thing that's in your yard that you might hook up your hose to, that would be the?
Hydrant.
All right. On a portable water container, like a big thermos or something mm-hmm. like that, what do you call the thing that the water comes out of on that?
Faucet also.
Okay. This expression, say if you got up in the morning in the winter and you turn on the water and nothing came out, say, oh great, the pipes must have
frozen.
And if they get to the point where they
burst.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, talking about containers, do you have any idea what a large quantity of flour used to come in? The old country.
Sacks.
Okay. What about something that was made out of wooden staves?
Barrels.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of anything like flour?
Flour barrel. Flour
yeah.
what?
Yeah. I was just wondering if things like flour actually came in barrels that you could remember when you were growing up.
No, but I remember my grandmother having a barrel in which, once she would purchase it from the store, she mm-hmm. would simply empty it in the barrel, so mm-hmm. it was actually kept in a huge wooden barrel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. Do you have a name for those metal bands that ran around the barrel to keep the staves in place? Mm-hmm. Okay. Word I'm after. Not too many years ago, it was a fad. Everybody went around with these things that they twirled around their waist. They called them what?
Hula hoops.
Yeah. Have you ever heard those bands called?
Hula?
No.
Hoops?
Sure.
No.
Not familiar with that.